Blog Talk Radio.
Make me sweat, make me hotter, make me lose my breath, make me water, make me sweat, make me hotter, make me lose my breath, make me water.
Normally, I could keep my cool, but tonight I'm whining. I'ma be in a dangerous mood, can you match my timing? Telling me that you're really about it, what you're hiding. Talk is cheap, so show me that you understand I'm like it.
Be the one that I've been through.
Baby, tell him I'm your wife. I ain't never gonna be the one fucking up your life.
wanna give it to you later on tonight. Later on tonight, I only wanna give it to you, baby.
Before I have you close your eyes and paint what color you see as you tighten your thighs, behold that powerful connection. Our auras create this passionate sensation. You feel it? I feel it. Yet we are denied by the laws of fatal attraction. You see me as this dominant specimen of perfection, holding every word I say close to your breasts, locking in on my lips encased in my beard. You want to rub my chest. See, I'm very demanding, so why are you still standing? I know you love my firm aggression, clutching your imaginary pearls in the midst of our session. I know you thought I was just your client, but I'm very fluent in the art of subtle seduction, casting me out like an illusion, or maybe some sadistic illustration. Stop wondering about my stiff penetration. Focus on the art we are creating. Your hands, my lips, our fingertips. Now breathe in. Breathe in upon each other's skin as we stroke for slowly and not fast. There's plenty of time for painted exploration as we indulge in our fantasies, fornication. Controlled substances should be banned because our addiction to each other is unplanned. But you, I desire to taste your paint. Use my tongue as your brush and I ain't even afraid of your multicolored orgasm. So go ahead. It's a safe space for you to spasm as loud as you want.
Yeah, alright. Smoke ticket tonight. Hit the piss off the lake. You won't take me tonight. Alright. Look you in your eyes. I'm like, I'm night. Say my name again. You say my name, cause that's what they should claim. We got a nation to your bed, we can't tolerate. Cause when you open that door, you gon' be stuck, and I'ma have to make ya say my name again.
Dial-in number 319-527-6300. And when you get here, go ahead and press 1 so we can talk about it. Now, I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And the piece that you just heard a moment ago was called Close Your Eyes. Tonight, the show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Now, tonight's topic is the cost of the date more valuable than the amount of time being spent on the date? Let's talk about it. Now, certainly with today's hyped up social media awareness, every quote unquote woman that wants to be a star is out here saying that you should spend money on me. But here's a clip that I don't know if any of you saw. A young lady was asked on the street, how much money would I need to take you on the first date? She said $120. He was like, why $120? She said, because I don't care where we go. I don't care if we go to a hot dog stand. I don't care if we go to the park, if we have a picnic. I don't care about none of that stuff. But what I do care about is the amount of time that we are spending getting to know each other. What we eat is just going to be what we eat. But those moments are going to be invaluable. Now, certainly, as a man, if I'm really feeling a woman, if I'm really feeling you, I'm going to try to make that first date special. But it'll be special to all of the things that you have told me about you and about the things that you like, and I'm paying attention. So no matter if it's an expensive date or an inexpensive date, the amount of detail and the quality of the time that I put in to date you because I'm paying attention to what you're saying and I'll get to know you phase. So that's my take on it. The price of the date shouldn't matter. It should be the amount of time that you're spending together. So what say you? What are your thoughts? I'm dying to hear them. And yes, we kind of pulled an audible. Someone asked me, because I'm in a mood tonight. And a really sensual mood tonight. So I hope that some of you can get there with me and be as sensual, romantic as I, whatever you feel tonight. It's open mic. So we're going to open these mics and get to the first poet of the evening, which happens to be Epiphany's own host of Smoke and Spit. We got Paul Cram. What's good with you, my brother?
What's good, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Like, I'm actually good. Like, I'm really in a good space.
I love that, man. I'm so glad to hear that, brother. You know, we all go through things, but to hear a brother say that he's good and he's in a good space, I'm happy to hear that, bro. Without question. Without question.
Thank you.
Absolutely, bro. What do you think about this topic, man? What are your thoughts? Let's talk about it.
Me personally, when I was scrolling on Instagram and I saw a little video, so I got mad at myself first for investing my time into the video once I read the caption. But I really just wanted to know, like, her thoughts on that. So when the dude sent her in the video that I watched, he randomly, like, she didn't ask for it or anything of that nature. He randomly said, "Hey, I'm going to send you some money for lunch." And he sent her $30. She was at work. She was pissed because she felt like $30 wasn't enough for her by herself to go eat for lunch. He should have sent $100. So since he's on some broke man stuff, she has to leave him alone. Me, I look at it as I've been in a weird situation like that, but it didn't go that particular way. I sent what I had. If $30 was all I could afford at that moment in time, and the only thing I thought about doing with that $30 was think about you, like, that's what should have meant something. If you're putting a price tag on the value of my feelings for you, well, you know, let's just go ahead and call it what it is. Everything from this moment on would just be a business transaction. And I know not to invest myself into you.
Wow. You said a business transaction.
That's what it has to be. Like I've
That's
had some time to think, and that's just where, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Well, I can dig it, man. I can dig it. I feel you on that. But, you know, that's what social media has done to us. You know, but we just got to be more aware, you know, when we're dating. You know, we got to pay attention, right? Just pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Poof. Now, my brother, ready to hear some of your dynamic poetry. So the mic is yours, King.
All right. Excuse me. There is something that I have been having on my mind for quite a while, and honestly, I just need to know if I'm crazy. So I apologize for changing the direction of our conversation that we're already having, but I need your opinion on something. You see, we've been talking through FaceTime for a long time without ever physically spending any time, which is why my question may throw you off, but I need to know. Is it strange that I miss you without ever physically meeting you? Is it weird that I crave for a touch that I have only felt in the wildest of my dreams? Honestly, tell me. Does it make me crazy that randomly throughout the day I get lost in my thoughts of you and the only thing that brings me back to reality is the feeling the slow forming transformation in the southern region of my anatomy. Is it okay that sometimes when I lay down and close my eyes, I begin to visualize you gripping the back of my head and tangling your fingers in my locks, controlling the movement of my head as my tongue marches to its own beat, allowing me to drink from the fountain of life that sits perfectly between your Nubian thighs. I wonder if you mind that those thoughts of you take control of my body and tells my brain to command my hand to touch myself in ways that can only be duplicated if you replaced my hand with yours, making you the one to slowly and simultaneously pull up and down with a slight twisting motion until you decide to mimic my imagination and cover my manhood with the silkiness of your lips and the wetness of your tongue. Is it all right that I see you climbing on top of me, grinding until we both release imaginary orgasms that physically ruin sheets as we meet at the peak of ecstasy? Basically what I am asking you, I just want to know is, are you fine with being mine in my mind? I just want to know, is it okay? In peace.
Bo. Woo, man. Man said, making me want to touch myself, and the only way that could ever be duplicated is replacing my hand with your hand. Bo. That's what I'm talking about.
Appreciate that, bro. I was sitting here working, like finishing up, tweaking some parts, and then I heard my phone say unmuted. I said, oh, well, this is done.
I bet. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, my brother. That's a fire piece, man. Fire, fire piece. And I appreciate you for hanging out. But
thanks.
Before I send you over to the VIP lounge, I need you to tell everybody what you got going on Epiphany Radio, brother.
Okay, well, first and foremost, I want to apologize to all Epiphany listeners. My Epiphany family actually, they pulled me back from a dark space. I canceled my show due to a lot of personal reasons that I'm not going to get into on air. But I want to thank Epiphany as a whole. And to the ones who know, they definitely reached out to me. I love you all. I thank you all for helping me come out of a space that I prayed so hard never to go back to and was falling back to it. So I thank Epiphany first and foremost for that. So with that being said, the last Tuesday of March is going to be a mega event. Smoking Word, without a doubt, we're going to bring a fire show, beautiful music, great poetry. The poet there is going to be just always going to be fire. I don't have a topic yet, but I promise you, I will assure you that it will have something to do with mental health, because as a black man who suffers with mental health, I don't know the outlets that I had until it was almost too late for me to have those outlets. And if it wasn't for Epiphany being strong enough for me, praying for me when I couldn't pray for myself, sending me links for therapists and things of that nature, I'm not 100% sure where I would be. And I know there's other people out there, some listeners, who suffer just like I have. So I wanna do a show dedicated to mental health, especially with our black men. So be looking out for that the last Tuesday of March.
Yes, sir. So excited, man. I cannot wait. And correction, yes, Smoke and Word, not Smoke and Spit. Maybe Smoke and Spit's another show coming up down the, I don't know, but thank you, my brother. Appreciate you getting on over to that VIP lounge and get some of that Italian imported champagne and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
No doubt. One love, one mic.
Ooh, Paul Cram, the king, coming through, putting it down. Man, is this the kind of night we in for? I'm here for it. I hope you are too. Next up on the mic, we have Epiphany Zone, one half host of Divas Talk, and one half host of King and Queen's Chorus. I give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
I'm saying I'm still a little stuffy, but I'm gonna say, hey, Poetic, cause damn. Woo! I'm gonna tell y'all. Okay, gentlemen, it's only been 2 men on here so far, you and Paul Cram, and both of y'all, Lord, my heart's racing. Y'all have definitely provoked my eroticism, but I don't have anything new for you tonight. But I got something. But damn, what you say? Good, Lord.
I am so excited to hear this piece.
Sheesh. Lord have mercy.
But before we dive into it, what do you think about the topic tonight? What are your thoughts?
Oh, okay. So I want to reiterate on Paul Cram's reply, what he said. I saw that video. I've seen several videos on these, I'm going to just say, girls, because they are coming from a place of immaturity. As far as I'm concerned, meeting up with someone, dating someone is invaluable time spent. You cannot put a price on that. The price of it, no. If I had no choice, if I was actually forced to give a price, it would be his gas money. Because we can go anywhere. We can do anything. I can cook. I can make I'm old school. I'll make a big picnic basket. And we can find a nice tree, buy some water somewhere. You know, and just sit down and enjoy each other's presence. That's it. I'm good. I am a simple woman. I don't call for or require a lot.
Can I throw a twist out there?
Go ahead.
Is it age? Is it
age?
That the 20 to 30-year-old range is looking for social status when they're out on dates versus the 30 to 50 who are just in it for trying to find their person?
From what I see, it is almost like a trend for the 20 to 30 status. But I do know some women that are older that are, I guess you could say, they're trying to hold on to that youth and the, what do they call it, clout chasing thing. And they open up their mouths and they give that same stupid, ignorant reply or statement. You gotta have this, you gotta have that. But my whole thing is, if you can't provide it for yourself, how can you put demands on somebody else to bring that to you? It just doesn't make sense to me. I have always been that type of woman where it didn't matter about the amount of money. It was never a factor of money for me. It was always time spent because the presence of that person is what has always been missing in my life. You get what I'm saying? I grew up in a very, very large family. I'm a twin. I have twin siblings, but I didn't have that presence of them, that bond. So it's the person themselves that I desire. I don't care about that or that money. I can get my own money. I can provide for myself. It's not that I won't allow him to later on should the relationship get serious, but his presence is what I need. That's what I require. And that's pretty much it. Like you said, it could be the age factor. It definitely could. I see more of the younger generation making a lot of noise about this rather than the older ones. So, yeah. Yeah, okay. I believe so.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you for indulging my intellect for that short moment of time. But now I need you to massage the erogenous with the words from your pen.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to try. I'm going to try. Let me see if I can take a sip of some water.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Pacified Romance. Some would ask about my guilty pleasures. I tell them I don't feel guilty about any of my pleasure. Nonetheless, we were pressure. So I am reminiscing upon fallen feelings of past hidden memories of stimulating energy exchange. From when he'd become intoxicated, inhaling sacred spaces of me and paint love on my skin, hijacking my attention as thoughts of him startle sensations of invasions in hidden parts only he can visit. But these are my favorite emotions. My mind, plagued with injected thoughts of him mounting me as his hands colonize my waist and hips and lower lips. The pictures in my memories of us in that mirror are an everlasting scene. Everything in me cries to the universe for our energies of rhythmic collisions of skin to skin to convene. That lascivious match of lust was quickly struck, igniting the fire of a deep-rooted desire to be touched, specifically as he touched me. I miss the way his face gets drenched when I squirt and make that beautiful mess, allowing my orgasmic cup to overflow every time he gives me permission to quench his thirst, just before he devours every single drop he can catch. And his kisses all over me has locked his love in my soul, and he has permission to pursue my wild, because now I'm borderline obsessed. I wonder if he misses my scent. That's that piece.
Whoo! That was delicious from start to finish. I wonder if he misses my scent. Baby, I love it when you get wet. The way you drench my beard, leaving the stains of your presence, reminds me of that soul-dripping essence. Ooh.
Lord. Lord, have mercy.
That's what I'm talking about. That right there is what I am talking about. This is what we're on tonight. And you know what? While you're here, let me have somebody else say something to you. Hold the line for a second.
I'm trying to make a whole tribe.
Yo,
You can get it where you want in the evening or morning time. You know I'm a dog, it's my job to chase a line.
Let me become one within your figure. Wanna feel the pressure on my face. Fainting for a taste, baby.
Show me your face, I'm trying to take time. You play games, but I'm trying to eat something.
It rules everything around me. Free for me, baby. Girl, I wanna hear you perfect.
I wanna hear you perfect.
I'ma put my weight on. Don't make me wait for me. Free.
Girl, I wanna hear you.
Free for me, baby.
The security team is actually being patient and are anxiously awaiting your arrival. They said that I had been gone too many times on a Saturday, that they realized that if they're nice to me, I would make my presence known more often. Henceforth, you would be there more often.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So before
I'm
I send
coming.
You over, would you please let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany?
Absolutely, absolutely. Every Wednesday night, you can catch me co-hosting with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP, in Divas Talk. Now, we don't have a topic yet. I'm just coming off of a hiatus, you guys. But whatever we come up with, I'm sure you're going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night at 9 here on Epiphany. And every Monday night, you can catch me co-hosting with Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury in King and Queen's Quarter. And let's just bring what you got. That's Monday night at 9. Back to you, Poetic.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now get on over to the VIP lounge. You know your section is all already roped off. They're waiting for you. They got several bottles of the Italian champagne for you.
Absolutely. Here I come, fellas. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. And happy birthday, Donnie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Epiphany's own La Pearl La Negra on her way to the Get Down dance floor. I'm sorry, Get Down. Look at me. She got me discombobulated. To the VIP lounge. Next up, we've got my East Coast go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. How you feeling, my brother?
Hey,
I'm feeling fine, my brother. I'm up to writing my book as we talk.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. Get that ink out there, brother. Let everybody know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm actually writing my formula. I know it seems weird. And that's what I'm doing.
That's all right, brother. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. But let's get into the topic of the evening. Are you ready? You ready, my brother?
Yes.
All right.
I think that...
Okay. No, go ahead.
Oh, you're talking about with the woman, she was mad about
the
price.
Let me reset.
All right.
Is the cost of the date more valuable than the actual time you spend on the date?
The cost of the date, I think you can't put a cost on it. I think that you work with what you have. When you spend, you give it your free time. You know? So what you spend, so I think that time is value. The time is more valuable than the money. You don't get time back, but you can get money back.
I feel you on that. Time is quintessential to making sure that you get to know a person.
Yes.
So money, you can always get money back. You can always figure out how to make it. But time is something you just can't get back.
No, you can't. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Absolutely. And many of us have, I won't say wasted, but squandered a lot of time that we had over the years. And I'm just not about to squander any more of my time.
I'm guilty. I've done it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for sharing your input, my brother. Now, I'd love to hear some of your dynamic poetry, brother. So if you're ready to spit, man, go ahead, man. The mic is yours.
All right. Just before I do that, I want to just say one thing. God bless Paul Graham. Be in my prayers. God, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And to LaPer Allegra, happy birthday.
All right, my brother.
So I'm going to do this poem called Building a Nation. My love, there you are as I speak. I feel like I have to go outside and speak to the people. A tragedy has happened. People are outside protesting, and you are there with me. When I visualize making love to you, I know that I'm building a nation with you. You are there, my comfort, my love, my existence. When I go through the distance in the sheets, you give me all your love and your penetration. Let me penetrate through you, through your whole galaxy. My fantasy is when I go out there and speak, I made love to a wonderful woman. It's building my nation. The changes I have to go through with the pain. And I'm trying to make change. And you are everything to me. I need you by my side. We're going to go ahead and make sure that peace is not denied. Families are crying because their loved one is not getting no justice. I made love to you. Even in my frustration, I'm making love to you. I need to penetrate everything. I need to touch you. I need you, your kisses. In this world, it's just so vicious. I'm going to speak. I know that building a nation is just you and I together. I know we comfort those that still trying to get a grip. I speak to the families. We march. We make change. You are like the Coretta and Betty all in one. We make love. Can I be your Martin? Can I be your Malcolm? Because we make love to a revolution. We make love to make sure that we are not denied. We make love that justice will be served. I spread my lips over your lips, and I hope that you feel the passion of my every word, building my nation. I'm sorry to make charismatic local and gets in the morning by Ben Drive.
Yes, sir, my brother. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. You slowed it down for the ladies, man. Let them know exactly what your desire is. And, whoo, that's what I'm talking about, bro. I love it, man. Dope Inc.
Thank you. You check my wall out. You know what? If you ever get a chance to check my wall out, I was doing a Say My Name, some pictures. And I just want us to, as black people, to never forget those who never got justice. That we don't just, and we teach our youth. We teach our youth about our history. We teach the good, the bad, the ugly. So change begins with us.
Absolutely, bro. You're right, man. And share it in the event page, man. And let's get you on over to the VIP lounge, man, so you can get you some bubbly. And stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
Man, let's talk about it, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, coming through. Whew, sharing that masterpiece. Next up on the mic, we got my brother, Sinister Spittle.
Nah.
What's good,
man?
Brother?
I'm so glad I didn't pick that bong rip yet.
What's up, man?
What's good with you, bro? How you feeling, man?
Well, get ready to load it. Shit, I'm like, watch. let's talk about it, man. How you doing?
Let's talk about it. I'm good, bro. How you doing, man? You doing okay?
Fucking fantastic, man. Got my 18-inch wheels and rims today. Got a new barbecue. I'm smoking some meat right now. That fucking took forever to put together. But I've been barbecuing on a one-touch Weber that's been broken with my legs for fucking like 2 years, dude. And I got a bad, back and neck. I mean, I'm good, but I can't be bending over like that shit. And I wasn't enjoying barbecuing.
Yeah, I'll tell you on that.
Jeez, dude.
I know that's right, man. Just make sure you send a plate my way, brother. Send a plate my way.
Must indeed. So what's the question tonight?
Yes, sir. The question tonight is the cost of the date more valuable than the amount of time that you spend during the date? Let's talk about it.
Well, I haven't been on a date in a really long time. But I'm going to say no. I mean, yes, I like nice things, right? And I'm going to treat you right. But if the quality is not there, what's the point of the cost? It's not about the money. It's about the depth. And that's why, one should maybe be a little apprehensive at first to make sure there's that depth to indulge. Me personally, I'm going to shower your ass and you're gonna ride or you're going to get the fuck lost. So that's how I look at it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, man. I mean, now here's my thought process. The quality of the time that we actually spend before we go on the date would actually even determine whether or not we have a date at all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm very picky too. I've been obviously widowed for 2 years, but for an entire year almost plus, I have kept away from people. And this has been something that I've given interest to, but I'm very cautious about it, and they haven't passed the test. So I'm working on a new one right now. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, it's all about that quality, man. If that communication ain't there, then, you know, because you can be sexy as fuck, but if you're dumb as a bag of rocks or have no common sense, you ain't doing it for me. I think a humble woman that has the brain.
Absolutely. All day, every day.
Yeah. So, yeah. Especially as we get older, you know, it's like, you know, hey, do I like sex? Do I miss sex? Yeah, but sex ain't worth the bullshit. So, you know, you got to bring it.
Say that again, bro.
Yes, sir. You bring it, you'll get served, you got to bring it first.
I feel that, man. I feel that with everything, brother. But listen, now that we've gotten that out of the way, brother, now that we've talked about it, let's get down to your poetry, brother. So, mic is yours.
Well, you know, we're talking about love. I'm talking about love, the best kind. This piece is called I Love Sin. There's absolution and decree of dismal, dark corridors for lame horsemen of a genocidal apocalypse on more than senses. As reason of stained, fractured incursions of a regret, I still wear like a retarded shroud of that indifference is a cataclysmic occasion to shake developmental flair to confess my impressive evolution in a track descending from fuckery's sway, no longer standing vacant decay, where ambition was lost and confetti lies, the ties you bound. God damn it! I'm free. Why? Destiny. But I can't digress to impress a status quo of stupid cunts and diabrotic failure. Fucking fuck. I only loose momentary cognitive to ease pressure, relief pipes. Streaming love and venom, I find absent shame in the dark I long embrace. The trace of fickle fingers lofty on my cerebral, chasing dragons through fairy tale infestations of dirty crystal wares, plundered. Lamisters my indecision down slithering street scum separated simultaneously in this spasmic redemption. As karma's conduit is the Valkyrie scream in insolent halls. Swagger, lovely, upbeat, and the spectacular coming on of sin is in, are you? I mean, seriously, ride or die, motherfucker. You with me? The glory. Like a gold-plated fourth display, you know how hicks get down. Bill, me, your superseded intuition cast and 50 cent worth, you parlor trick. No, I'm a delightful treat, and I should cut off your feet. Dragon feeds the need, such fractured silhouettes abide, not for any. As you pass, fucking none. If I was absent, only to mean, incited, you nearly devoured an entity was, as I am not he. I am sin, born of oppression and obsession of your demise came on time. All's not lost. That yums and the ethereal. About fungal reprieve where I rediscovered me. I am Sinister Spittle. I love sin. I fucking love me. The Bucker agrees.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love sin. I love the wordplay. I love the twist. Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about. Dynamic piece, bro. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Appreciate it. Sorry for the I thought the sirens were gone. I live in a fucking throwaway here. yeah.
It's all
that's
good,
good,
brother.
Man.
It's all
appreciate
good.
Glad I paid attention to Facebook.
No, no, no. I appreciate you. Yes, sir. Everybody was telling me they wanted to hear. Let's talk about it. So here we are. Who knows, in a couple of weeks, it might be Romantic Central Saturday. But the VIP lounge is waiting on you. So I'm going to get you on over there, get you a couple of glasses of champagne, man, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother. One love, one mic. Now, just for the sinister spittle, I feel like a song is appropriate. Let me just play it.
Got that much time left. I give you my all and all you give me is your wife to kiss. What I'ma do with it, I think it's best if I move to the left. Cause I know that somebody waited on all the love I gotta give. I'm wondering when you gon' love. Different lately, ain't been calling me baby. So that nigga that you're sneaking with, let him know you ain't shit before he gets too deep in it. Baby, do me a favor, either love me now, cause it ain't no later. Searching for your heart, but it's off the radar. Like who the fuck raised you, girl? You acting like this shit don't faze you, girl. Just don't forget that I made you, girl. Don't forget that I made you, girl. When you gon' love.
Y'all didn't even realize I was just talking on mute. Had a whole promo going. I mean, a whole promo. Talking on mute. But you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with your host, Devan Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The dial-in number, 319-527-6300. Press 1 when you get here. I'd love to talk about it with you. I'd love to do Date Night Differently with you. If you're already here, go ahead and press 1. So, tonight's topic, is the cost of the date more valuable than the amount of time spent during the date? So let's open up this next mic and hear what this artist has to say. Hey, Coach 732, welcome to Let's Talk About It. Who do we have on the mic?
Edwina, hello, how's it going?
Queen Simmons, Epiphany's own, y'all. How are you, Queen?
Fair middling.
Fair middling, a.k.a. Mahogany Soul.
Yeah. What is going on? So, oh, man, I stumbled in. I heard Paul Cram and I heard the Diva, the birthday girl, happy birthday. And I'm like, y'all here being nasty.
I mean, what good is living life if you can't be nasty?
There you go. Going letting it go to waste.
Right. Listen, why are you going to let it go to waste?
Right.
I mean, so tell me, Queen Simmons, what do you think about this topic? What are your thoughts?
I think it's interesting, and I think it's the reason I'm kind of scared of dating because, like, I don't know. I'm from a place where it's like the money don't really matter. It shouldn't matter. You shouldn't be trying to see how much you can get out of a person or judging yourself by how much a person spends, but you also shouldn't be extending yourself in a way that if you don't get the results that you want, you get an attitude. Because if you want to be a fair exchange of benefit for money, that's kind of like prostitution a little bit. But when you're doing it, out of the kindness of your heart, to spend some time with a person, you don't look at it like that. You're thinking about it like, how am I going to make this experience nice, whether it's a nice place to eat or a new place to go. You're going to come to it with the intentions that you want a nice experience for the both of you. Start living that whole, you got to be calculating, and that's a different breed of human being. We don't mesh with them. And I don't think that that's an age thing only. I think it's a universal thing. I think it's people who have gotten hurt too much from kind of overextending themselves who now think that everything kind of has to be like this extreme reciprocity where you got to be calculating and you looking more for equity instead of equality inside of the relationship that you choose. And that's not a good place to be. That means you're not supposed to be dating. That means you need to sit back and figure out what it is about you that's attracting this sort of annoyance to your being, and then come back out there, if you ask me.
I can agree with that. You know, you talk about prostitution. I mean, I know what I'm getting for my dollar with prostitution. I'm just saying.
Say exchange never been a robbery. I'm just saying, you go over there with a prostitute. That if you look at the prostitution,
right.
Stop treating common women, not common women, but women that are just trying to find experiences to get to know you, as if somehow what you extend is owed you something. Like, if you don't want to be there just to be in their company, then don't go. They'll be fine. There's other men who don't look at it like that. And there's other women who aren't calculating what's in your pocket. Like, stop showing up at these situations and being mad that they exist that way. Like, come on now, grow up.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I love your perspective. And I appreciate you sharing. But, I mean, the other side of Let's Talk About It is your poetry. And, I mean, you kind of been hearing what's been going down in here tonight. So, I mean, if you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece is called Elysium for Orphans. I guess it had to be you. It's why I had to learn to be so hard. I needed to be guarded until a man felt like safe and arms felt like home, and space felt like healing. The configuration of sun and moon equating, and the cricket smile swoon, the making of a balance of yin and yang. You make me want to cover my hair and save all my wild as part of the bedpost where we pin our rebellion in a body on body bludgeoning with tiny bites along my being, exposing the ices in my innermost magic, my Isis, urging forth your Osiris, unleashed soul bands. In passionate scratches, I'll expose wings from your back, dragon, demon, and angel, and beast mode on repeat until you're replete, and in a tete-a-tete of tongue and teeth, we leave the cliff of our passion in hieroglyphs. And one another's skin that read, finally, here lays two souls, bruised bodies proven bruised, does not mean broken, key and lock of forever home you can return to for nourishment like soul food. I want to feed you. I want to feed you me like last meal, like last supper, like first time your thirst has been quenched from a real water goddess. Yeah, yeah, summoning Yemaya like last time your key will need enter a lock to take a turn again so that the latchkey kid and us both can turn up in a place that feels like a forever home. And for the prodigal man with the nomad ways of a man with no place of peace that feels like home, listen, I get it. We are on our own separate mission, so I'll understand when you have to go, and I'll pull you in deep and tight and close when you need to come home to the warm wet of pleasure on purpose. It had to be you. It's why I don't see anyone else in the room, or maybe I'm a little Delulu, burning to be future smoke, sad as flame set to first draft love poem, a tragic notch on bedpost, well convinced that this time things will be different. I don't know, but the jelly quivering in my belly tells me this ain't our first timeline. We've been leading up to this since past lives, divine timing leading our past through thorns, warning us off of false love and the trust of love we built without familial framework to support our understanding of what real love should look like, so that when you finally use your key to unlock my door, you'll know, and I will too, that no matter how I fight it, it had to be you. But until you do, know that I put a little of you in all I do now. Blackberry brandy is slow simmering on my back burner, so I put a little in my tea, whisk it in my cup, please be good to me. And then I take a sip and I swallow deep and drink you in and moan in your honor. This is the truth. My throat is jacked up.
Man, I got tapped on the shoulder and was told that this right here, okay, hold on. Just listen to what this brother got to say. Just close your eyes and think about it.
Oh, baby. I've been looking at you all night.
3 minutes and 22 seconds to think about your response. I want you to just hold it just a little while longer. And before you let those words slip off your tongue, just remember there won't be any place that you can run. Thank you, Queen Simmons.
Don't do that. All right. Just wipe the smile off my face. I'm like, who are you talking to like that? Oh, drippy over the air. Okay. Come on, Van. You can't use those superpowers. You got to put them away.
I mean, every now and again, they have to just
pull them back out.
Seep on out. They just got to seep on out, you know,
They still work.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Before I let you go over to the VIP lounge, just stay to the left.
Okay.
La Perla Negra is over in the right with the security team. And it's her birthday and all, and it's pretty messy over there. I can't tell if it's the champagne spraying in the air or, well, you know.
Right.
You get
she sound busy.
Yeah,
according to that poem, happy birthday to her.
I know that's right. Woo! So listen, let everybody know what you got going on here in Epiphany so we can make sure that we tune in.
Okay, definitely. All right, I'm going to let you guys know. Last month I was supposed to start the show, Shut Up and Spit, the second Tuesdays of every month. It's going to be open mic, cypher style with music, not a lot of flowers. We're going to try to take that to the chat, bring on some new presence from some of the events that I've been attending locally, and have some of them come through and, you know, shake it up a little bit, introduce the family to some of my new friends, and just, you know, try something different a little bit. Just Shut Up and Spit, second Tuesdays. I'll be here. So that's going to be what date is that? The 12th of this month. March 12th will be the debut.
All right. Well, make sure y'all tune in. I cannot wait. I am looking forward to it. But now, remember what I said. Two to the left. Two to the left.
Okay. Watch my step. I got it.
Absolutely. Please watch your steps. One love, one mic.
I love them, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Epiphany's own Queen Simmons. You can catch her the second Tuesday of the month. So next Tuesday, not this coming Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. Next up, we've got Epiphany's own one half host of the dynamic duo on Thursday night, the Get Down. Ladies and gentlemen, J-Rob, the wise son, is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Oh, Van Meadows, I had an opportunity to do some things and said, let me stop by and say what's up to my brother real quick. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, bro. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm fair for a square. I'm not complaining about a whole lot of anything right now, brother. It's all good. And listen to your show.
Absolutely.
Shout out to every single person. Edwina is not innocent, so don't let her say that kind of stuff to you, man. You know her poetry is incredible. She's sophisticatedly naughty. And then you got La Perla Negra doing what she do. And then you, man, listen. I won't go on. They know what they did. They know what they did.
Indeed.
And happy birthday to La Perla Negra. Very happy birthday to you, sweetheart. I hope you're feeling a heck of a lot better and all that other good stuff. And Paul Cram, hopefully the information we shared is good for you, brother. Take care of you more than anything else, man, and we're going to catch up. And as soon as I'm able to get a flight, I'm on my way to come see you, man, so I can put some eyes on you and let you know that regardless of what you're going through, everybody loves you, man, because I've been there. Past that, Van, I'm here to talk to you. How you doing, brother?
Man, it is a good night, Jay. It is a good night. I'm loving what I'm hearing. The show started out one way, and then the mood just took over, and then it became this intellectual, sensual, romantical, erotical type of feeling tonight, bro. I just, you know, I mean, I'm feeling good, man. It feels good. And then, you know, hearing Edwina tell me, wait a minute. Who are you talking to? Kind of excited me for a little bit. I was ready to give her a little bit more. But
you heard how she said this? Who are you talking to?
I had to calm it down, man. I had to calm it down, and remember that, you know, let me, you know, because there's a part of me that I keep, you know, caged in for right now. But he came out a little bit tonight, you know, and he's still lurking around, you know what I'm saying? But I'm curious, man, because you had tagged a lot of us in some of what we're talking about tonight. So I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on, is the cost of the date more valuable than the actual time that we're spending on the date? What does the wise son say?
Stop dating. Save all that goddamn money. If you have a certain age, man, cut all that shit out. Please, man,
so
you ain't doing nothing but hurting yourself with all this.
Hey, we just go caveman style, man, and grab him by the ponytail and, you know, hit him over here to take him home. That's where
and
we
drag him
now?
Back to the cave. Yeah, man. Bruh, I can't tell you how many women place judgment on how much bread you spend on them. And this is something recent. Well, no, it's not as recent, but it's there. I've had a I can't tell you, brother. I've had a sister ask me, was I taking her to, you know, to eat? And I told her, she was like, oh, I don't eat there. It's a chain restaurant. I'm like, you cooking? She's like, no. I said, then why do you care? You spend the money? She's like, no. I don't know. Why do you care? You're not cooking the food, and you're not cooking, and you're not, you know, you're not spending bread. So why do you care? She said, she wanted to go to Ruth Chris. I'm like, well, I'm not really in the mood for Ruth Chris, and I'm not spending Ruth Chris money, to be honest with you. I got a routine. When I go to Ruth Chris or any steakhouse, I'm going to have cigars afterwards and chill. I'm not into, you know, less the rest of the revelry. It's like, well, I don't want to go to a restaurant I suggested. And I was like, all right, cool, no problems. So where are we going? I'm like, we're not going nowhere.
I guess you didn't eat.
No, not with me. Not with me. When we spoke, I was at a barbecue spot that I wanted to take it to. And she was like, you went by yourself? I was like, because I'm hungry. I don't have time to quibble. When I'm hungry, I'm hungry. You're trying to make it a federal case.
Right.
I'm trying to get some grub. So
Right. Let
me know how that worked for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
She kind of got upset,
you know,
and I hung up the phone. I was like, I ain't got that got time.
Yeah. I could feel you on that, bro. I mean, you know, I've I frequent Ruth Chris, not because of the price. I like Ruth Chris because of the quality of the food. It is the only steakhouse I've ever been to where I've ordered a well-done steak, New York strip, and it's come out juicy and not like a piece of charbroil. And I happen to enjoy Ruth Chris a lot with McCormick and Schmitz, you know. But those are they're not every date night type of places. It's a special occasion type of place often for me. But I get what you're saying though, bro. I mean, you know, you're hungry. You're hungry. I mean, it's either you want to eat or you don't.
And here's the other kicker: Ruth Chris is a chain restaurant.
Yes, it is. Yes.
No, it's pricey, but it's a chain restaurant. You know, not like Stephen Walensky's that's in New York. That's a New York steakhouse. You have Wellington's in Chicago. That's a Chicago steakhouse. You're not going to find it anywhere else.
Exactly.
So Ruth Chris is a chain restaurant. Pricey,
yeah.
But it's a chain restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go Ruth Chris. I'm like, yeah,
absolutely.
All right. And when I broke that to her, she was
right.
Like, no, it's not. I was like, how do you live to be this age and you don't know that Ruth Chris is a chain restaurant?
If it's in more than one state, more than one city, it is a chain.
Bruh.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, I went and had barbecue in Brooklyn. And enjoyed myself to death, and wrote some real dope poetry at that. I ate alone, and I was good company to myself. Oh my God, I was in fantastic company to myself.
There's no other way to be, man.
That's why I said, man, please stop dating. Fuck all that. I mean, if you found somebody and you love them, and they love you, and the two of y'all can make it through thick and thin, and life is good, and by all means, make it happen. But if you got to be the point where,
right,
where Brother J. Rob is at, let that dream go and be like, man, damn that. Have friends. Stop dating. It don't cost no money. It don't cost no money to have friends. It costs a grip to date, and oftentimes it costs a man grip because women ain't spending bread to go out on dates. Unless they go out with their girlfriends.
Absolutely.
They ain't spending no money on
absolutely
no dude. And any woman who's listening to this, if you're spending money on a dude, ask a van for my number and call me. Because, shit, I want someone to ask me out.
Man, yeah. What are you telling, bro? That's
spend some bread on me once.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm cute. Shit.
I feel you on that, bro. Without question. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, dear brother, there is some poetry that must be heard.
Woo-wee! You know me, man. I've been doing these real simplistic joints, man, and
I'm
hoping people tag up on them. You know, Chocolate Love series, and, you know, trying to see if people... Anyone who has tagged to the chocolate series, I hope you've been enjoying them. And if it's catching on and people are like, wow, I like the series. So we're having fun.
Yeah.
But I think I got something
I love it.
That I would say if I was dating someone, I would say this piece of poetry to her.
The mic is yours.
You know the best thing about kissing you? The best thing about kissing you is your passion. When our lips line up just right after you lick my lips and I can tell that you're ready. It's like, for me, being teleported somewhere with the oceanside view of everything you ever wanted was standing right in front of you like an erotic dream come true. Now, come closer. Only to the possibility of experience, one of your greatest gifts, other than your essence, is your presence. Do you even understand the chemical imbalance that happens when those full lips of yours are closer to mine? And it's nothing short of magical. And it's as slowly as it begins to happen with your hands caressing my head, I'm locked in with my lips on your neck, enjoying every lick of your nape and tasting your pretty brown skin. Now turn around. Pull you by your hair, kiss you on your neck again, and let me rub the most sensitive spot below your waist that's wet and that is lit while I'm kissing, and I want to bite your earlobe and tell me to keep touching your clit like this. I want to hear you inhale slowly. Keep your eyes closed tightly and just moan softly with my tongue in your mouth, and I need you to say, "God damn, baby. Daddy just kissed me like this again." Let this moment last for as long as you allow us to be in each other's space. I just want to be there when it happens as it builds up inside of you as I begin to, this is just me and you, your climax, making your heart quicken just so that you can hold me tighter. I want you to start sucking on my bottom lip tighter. As if we were meshed together, as if I'm a part of your skin. You asked me earlier, what did I want from you when I started kissing you? And as you begin to come for me, baby, please keep kissing me. And I want everything to be just right within this particular tone. Because as you begin to kiss me, I want to swallow your motherfucking moan. I've been into you since I said hello to you. I just need you to cut the bullshit so I can be into you deeper than you've ever had anyone into you. And I want you to understand that I'm trying to be alone. Baby, stick out your tongue and let me suck that for you. And I want to swallow your motherfucking moan. Cut it out. J. Rob the Wise Son, and this has been A Deeper Shade of Soul. I hope you're ready.
Bo. Whoo, Wise Son. This brother got a little something to say about that, bro.
I'm not afraid.
wise son, my brother, my brother, my brother. I love what you do, boy. And, you just make things happen. You know how they say when someone walks into the room, the atmosphere changes. That's how your ink does to the Epiphany universe, bro. Nice work. Nice work.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you, man.
No, man, I appreciate you, man. But before I let you go to the VIP lounge, let everybody know what it is you got going on here on Epiphany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all know anything about poetry, y'all know Thursday nights was made for poetry. Thursday nights is the night that y'all need to be able to tune in to one of the hottest shows in the United States. It is The Get Down, featuring my brother Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, J. Rob the Wise Son. That's me. And, oh, my God, it's March. We're about to do some things poetically that's going to do some things to y'all poetically. And, woo-wee, this is about to be a whole good month of poetry. Please tune in to The Get Down. Get your fix in. Get your fix on. We are here to make it pop. Thursday night, 9 p.m., The Get Down, Epiphany Radio, Wise Son, Poetic, Epiphany, Poetry. Are you ready? If you ain't ready, you better get ready. Talk to me, Van.
Hey, man, they ain't got no choice but to get ready because where we're about to take them this month. And here's the crazy thing. It's actually where y'all are about to take us. We're about to see exactly what pure poetry sounds and looks like from your pen. Ooh, I can't wait.
So my brother, man, pure poetry, baby. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Get on over to the Get Down this Thursday night.
Go ahead. It's okay.
I'm on my way. We can usher in pure poetry. But right now, I need you to get to that VIP lounge, man. Get you a glass of that Italian imported champagne, man. Grab your finest cigar and chill out and rock with the best the rest of the show.
Say less. I'm on my way.
My love, one mic, my brother.
Peace, King. You know who loves you.
Love you too, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, J. Rob the Wise Son. And we're going to dip from J. Rob the Wise Son to another Epiphany host. Opposite Saturday nights, he is one half of the Just J. Genius Show. I give you Just J. is in the building. What's good with you, my brother?
What's good, Van? Man, been hearing the show, man. I had not heard this show in a minute, man. Been loving every minute of it, too, man. It brought me some nostalgia. It brought me some nostalgia back when I was first coming into an Epiphany, man. Yeah, what's going on with you, bro?
Hey, man, I love that, man. I appreciate you coming through, man. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate your presence. I'm doing good, man. And, it's a nostalgia for me, too, bro, because it hasn't felt this good in a long time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a long time.
It's sweet, man. It was good hearing the exchange to you and J-Rob, too, man. Sinister came through here with Nuts Insane, man. You've been having a good variety of people coming through, a good variety of poets.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And you are part of that variety, bro. Before we hear you, we got to talk about this freshman of the evening, though, bro. What are your thoughts, man? I know you and the wife date. But there was a moment where you had to get to that point. So vibe with me, bro. Is the cost of the date more important than the time that you spend on a date? Talk to me, bro.
No, man, because, when me and the missus hooked up, man, we was like, I had decent money, but I didn't want to be spending money like that. So we was doing like things that was more intimate, you know what I'm saying? Like going to different places
okay.
and going fishing and going out on river walks and stuff like that. You know, we ate good and the rest of that, but you know, we want to do more. So we went ahead and put less stress on the cost and more stress on the quantity of the time that came along with that.
I love that, bro. I love that, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. And, you know, when I was younger, man, let me tell you something, man. I blew a whole lot of money. I blew a whole lot of money. But if I was really digging you and I was feeling you, then, yeah, I would spend money on you on a date.
You went out.
I wanted to let you know, I want to let you know that it wasn't about the money that I was spending. It was about the quality of the time that led up to us actually going out. Now, not every date was, you know, Ruth Chris.
That expensive date had to be a serious date, too, though. It wasn't
just like
a date to be throwing out there.
Yeah. And, you know, back then, when I went on dates, man, I wasn't expecting anything in return other than your company and your time. I wasn't looking to go back to your place and do, you know, I was more interested in making sure that we had a good time. You know, all of that other stuff will come later, but I want to make sure.
But I know you were building. I loved it.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
That's a mark of going into adulthood when you can stop seal the deal, seal the deal, seal the deal. Now when you get to the point where you start building with things that you see that are worthwhile and to the profit of the us.
Absolutely, Dave. Without question, man. Hey, man, I appreciate your perspective tonight, bro. That's what I'm talking about. We got a Jess J perspective. I love it, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
Now,
oh, hold on a minute. Are they still dating out here? I thought they was. I know that if a date did happen, it's been several encounters.
Yeah. Sometimes these brothers want to get in the bed before they get to the date. You know.
I thought that was the law of the land nowadays. I can't take you on a date. I gotta see what you do.
Give me a prelude. Let me make sure the date won't be working.
Right. This is determined where we go. I don't want a short change. You probably deserve the Ritz Carlton. Come on now.
Right. I mean, after all, Paul Cram and Queen Simmons said it's a business transaction. It's an exchange. But we're not bartering now. I'm paying for a service. Mm-mm. Ain't no bartering here. I'm paying for a service.
Well, you know what? To take all the guesswork out the way, I'd rather just know up front. I ain't gonna play with you, man. Because we doing it like that. Let me take that out your hand. You being up front with me or being up front with you. don't get me started.
Yes, sir. It's good to hear you, bro. But listen, thank you for sharing your perspective as always, bro. But I need to hear some of that Jess J poetry, bro. So the mic is yours.
Thanks, bro. I'm doing this piece right here on friendship. Friendship. Friendship is one of the most precious gifts that one can give to another. But it must be fed trust, love, and sacrifice. And not the love, trust, and sacrifice of what we would like to give. No. Friendship is giving that which is needed. Even if what you are giving is a painful and regretful, I can't help you with this. I trust you to understand the sacrifice our friend was not able to make and still feel the love. I'm glad that it was you who told me no. because I know you are my friend, and I know that what you said was true. Thank you. I hope your friendships are drama-free. Being a good friend requires patience, vigilance, an open ear, a measured mouth, and a heart that is true. Because your loss is my loss. And these are the vices in these verses. And understanding this is called sacrifice. And this brings us to a friend's purpose, love. The children understand, and they ask their friends that an adult would consider to be intrusive. They speak frankly and succinctly as two friends only could, like two old men on the stoop giving each other the business, while ear hustlers learn about the neighborhood's history, embedded in the old man's trash talk. Have you ever seen two finer friends? A friend is a grandmother's love. When she loosens the rules her own children were raised by, because she sees her second chance in you. I hope your grandmother was your friend too, because mine definitely was. A friend can be a stranger, a person in need who may need just a little knowledge or just a moment of commentary that makes them think, today a human spoke to me, leaving a feeling that is warm. And this is how friendships are formed.
Hey man, this is beautiful, bro. Really beautiful.
Appreciate you, bro. Man, I had a ball coming in here kicking it with you too, man. Old times nostalgia.
Yes sir. This piece was different, man. I felt it, you know. And you had a line in there, a friend's true purpose is love. And then when you talked about a friend being like your grandmother's love, it's deep, bro.
Right.
I ain't got no friends that shows me the level of love like my grandmother showed me. And if I ever had a friend like that, I would make sure I never let him go. I mean, never.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Appreciate that, bro.
I love it, man. I appreciate you, bro. And let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany, bro.
Man, next Saturday, opposite of the good brother here, in which Van appreciates you, I got to go ahead and say it on your show, man, that you let me go ahead and step in a couple of times and get those series that we had out the way, man. That was a big, huge help for us. But next Saturday, everybody, we're going to be here, Just Jade, Gina Storm. We're going to be over here doing our thing. Be there on time. Let me stop playing with everybody. We're going to do about 12 minutes of music. After that, we're going straight into the show. We're going to have topics. We're going to open up all the mics. So if you get here and you on time and not trying to do the CPT thing, whatever it is, you're going to get the fullness of the show. The poems that we have going in the beginning are actually good poems. We ain't throwing no trash poems out here on y'all. Come on in here, 8 o'clock Central, 9 Eastern. We're going to have a show starting from the very start to the end of it, but we need y'all here. The reason why I'm saying that is a lot of people who could really help the show, they were coming in kind of late, and then actually their energy was kind of breaking everything that was going on because they wasn't here from the beginning. They didn't get a chance to see. Be there on time if you can. Much love. Van, back to you.
Yes, sir, good brother. I appreciate that, man. It's my pleasure, man, to, you know, make sure that you have time to do what's necessary and present a quality show here on Epiphany. So we appreciate you and Gina for, you know, coming through and doing what y'all do, man. And I can't wait for next Saturday, man, but I'm going to get you on over to the VIP lounge so you can get some of that Italian bubble. I'm going to give you the same instructions that I gave to J-Rod. And Edwina, go to the left. Stay away from the right. Unless that's your thing. The champagne, quote unquote champagne, is still flying in the air. Not the bottles,
right.
Not the cups, but the liquid. And I can neither confirm nor deny that it's actually champagne. You feel me?
I feel you. I feel you succinctly. Stay to the left.
All right, my brother.
I had a shot before I got here. I hope that was right. All right, y'all take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, my good brother Jess Jay, catch him out next Saturday, him and Gina, here on Epiphany Radio. Next step, ladies and gentlemen, listen here. Listen here. Tuesday nights is something different. I mean, you come through, you might hear some nice nasty, some erotic, some drippy. You might hear a poet that you never even heard of before, or you just might get a council of some highly intelligent individuals just discussing the type of topic that we have here, but a little bit more in depth. I get you, Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night, Mojave, is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening?
What's going on, bro?
What's happening?
Doing good, bro. How you doing, man?
In the lab, grinding, doing some things, working some things out, putting out some long-term plans, rally, that type of thing.
Yeah, I got those dates, boy. I'm already looking at my calendar. Woo-hoo. Some of y'all don't even understand, but I don't even want to help you understand. You just have to be there. You just have to be there. I'll make sure
I'm
going to be in attendance.
I'm literally, you know how you'd be like, okay, I know exactly what to do, exactly how to do it. And, you know, the grand plan is delegating, which is what I'm doing now, which is great. So all the pressure's not on. I'm just, you know, check what people are doing, check the traps, get it all going. But, you know, working on my little projects, you know, diligently, you know, by myself. It's pretty cool. I like it. Less stress.
I love it, man. Yeah. I love that for you, bro. Absolutely. But tonight, bro, I gotta hear your perspective, man, because we go back and forth about these kinds of things all the time in the War Council chat. So, bro, is the cost of the date more valuable than the actual time spent on the date?
No. All right, so I've been, you know, we've been doing the thing we've been talking about, and it's going to come up in War Council about the $30 thing, right? Well, the lady was like, well, he cashed after $30 for lunch and blah, blah. My lunch cost $100. And I was like, stop the cap. Because I'm like, $100 for lunch, that's a lot. I ordered this plus this plus this. And I said, you didn't eat all that at once. You're lying. I said, 9 times out of 10, if you're trying to get something quick, it ain't going to cost you more than $30. It's going to cost you $10, $15, $20 unless you're going to a restaurant and you're sitting down. If you're getting any amount of salad food, if you're getting a sandwich, it is not costing you that much. That is like you going to Subway or some other place and you just capping because you think that you deserve a certain things. And I think a lot of people are delulu if they think that the cost of the money is for the date. Now, you can do what you want because it's your money. You really can't do what you want, but I've agreed that some people are purely transactional. They think that you, in order to gain their attention, their time, their effort, they absolutely will treat it like a transaction, and it is disgusting. You know, right now, like in this world right now, the best thing that you have is time, and how that time is spent is worth more than anything else in the entire world. And to me, like, you know, right now, like I just, you know, right now, like I'm just really disgusted with love and everything else like that. So I really don't care about it. I'm really like shoring myself up in a particular fashion because it's just the way that I feel. However, the amount of time that you spend is the currency and the energy of the relationship. That energy and the emotion that you spend is the currency of the relationship. That's what it's worth, in my opinion. That's my speculation for it. Now, if you want to do something special for somebody and you know that that person really likes what that is, or they care for that particular thing, or they eat that particular thing or something like that, that's when I think that the money comes into play, that you spend something for something that's going to give somebody joy. You know, Larry Bird once said that having money is good, but having money for a purpose is even better. And I think that's what the money should be spent on, you know, giving yourself purpose, repurposing yourself, or giving something that creates memory, creates good bridges of emotions for people to cross over back and forth. This just, you know, cash at me, like I, part of my terminology, I think, is pure simp shit. When people are simping, they're trying to acquire things to things. Like, I remember one time I was watching 90 Day Fiancé, and there was a dude named George, and he had a fiancé from Russia. And he completely faked his entire life and thought that he had an existence. He did all of this stuff just to try to please this girl who was Russian, wanted to be a model, and she was just doing him dirty, you know, because she just thought he was money, and that's where she came from. And I was like, how shallow do both of you have to be in order for you to fake your existence and make her think that you're rich and her really coming over here and trying to marry you because she wanted money, because it comes from a certain type of lack, emotional, financial, spiritual, all of that. If you think that money is going to solve problems, right, it don't. You know what I'm saying? It don't. And if you feel like that's what you need in order for you to get some type of audience, you know, for that particular person, then that's real simpy, super simpy, you know. But nine times out of ten, you know, none of it solves anything without true emotional connection. So money means nothing without connection, without touch, without feel, without knowing, you know. Like, indeed, sometimes what I have in my heart destroys me simply because I can't be where I really want to be. But I understand, in effect, nothing except me healing or connecting is going to change that. And no amount of money can ever do anything else. So that's my thought.
I love your thought, bro. I love your thought, man, because you're so right. Placing a value, you know, she talking about $100. Man, you probably only get 30 minutes for lunch. How are you going to eat $100 in 30 minutes? I mean, we all can do it, but you got to go someplace, then you got to order, and you got to wait for it to get ready. But you only got 30 minutes. That's why he sent you $30. $10 for every 10 minutes.
But the way she was acting like she was disgusted, I'm like, that's $30 you didn't have before. Shit, people could make miracle happen with $5. Like, you know what you're doing. You can pay $5 to make something happen.
Yeah, that's real talk, man.
You could tell me that.
That's real talk.
You give me $30? Right. I'm right in the supermarket right now.
I'm like,
yo, give me these chicken cutlets. How much is these $2.99 a pound? Give me a pound of that. All right, that's $3. Let me get this on sale. Let me use these supermarket points. I'm going to be eating for 3 days. I ain't playing with nobody. Not playing with nobody. I'm like, yo, you can't cash at me. I'm like, man,
yes, sir.
I'll be right, you know, dollar menu. Dollar menu is your friend if you know what you're doing. Nah, trust me. She was capping.
For real.
Oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, listen, if you're doing all this to maintain a facade that you think that you can maintain, that's crazy. You know, the best thing to me is, speak to my heart. Tell me that you care. That's somebody. But the fact that she didn't even know him, you know, if you want to do something, like, do something, cook for somebody, shit. Like, you know, I like what just Jay said. He said, yo, we went fishing. Yo, you could really got to like somebody to fish with, though, because you really got to spend some hours out there, whether you hook a fish or not. That's a lot of conversation. That's a lot of action. That's a lot of movement. That's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on that requires you to have quality time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, like talk to me, shit. I'll take a poem. Give me a poem. Take a poem.
Right.
Give a poem a good drink, you know. And slap my ass and call me salad.
Yes, sir.
But you know, it's something else. I'm just saying, it's the wildness. It's the wildness. You know, you see things. Yeah. You're like, what are you going to do? I don't know.
Now that we've gotten that out the way, bro, let's go ahead and get into your piece for the evening. Go ahead and take the mic, man, and do what you do, bro. The mic is yours.
I'm messing up. I was completely off guard. I was off guard. I wasn't prepared. I had something in mind, but... No, it's bad. I had something in mind, but I was goofing off. I was not paying attention. Normally, I like to be prepared, but I was so into the conversation. I was really, you know, it's a good show. It's a super good show, man. So I was like...
thank you, bro. I appreciate
that. Nah, I was really, really stinking distracted, like for real. So that's not normal, but Hey, we gonna make it work. We're gonna make it work. All right, just hold on. Let me just get this started. Just tell me if it's too loud.
Nah, it's perfect, bro.
All right. That's not too loud, right? All right.
No, it's not.
You can hear me, right? Okay, good. You just give me 2 seconds. All right, there we go. All I want is you. I know nothing except the spirals of your breath, confectionery, needed sweetness, but what can I say? I want you close, and you and I belong to others, but when we are beneath covers, I only know you. Watch me slide, piffing, feeling all of your intention wet. My angel, I will stop breathing for you, as if death was the final frontier. As I steer the ship from troubled waters, we both have daughters, but we only think of their father's love, no matter how bad they may be. I wanted to see it's always about family. This toxicity, the abuse, the misuse of love is a shackle. We try to spackle these misgivings behind walls. I am both trouble and solution, clarity and confusion. And when lives keep me out to sea, when you need to lighthouse me over rough sea. Just got free. Leaving with nothing, having nothing under the suffering of a matrimony. Love that is phony, we can all change our minds. The soul ties that bind. My heart is kind because it's numb as love. Sit still. A jagged little pill that is a thrill. And when the high wears off, off we go in different directions. I think affection and you think erection as if this is the only thing that establishes connection and not share these moments as close. And I can boast about how you found me instead of me finding you. This beautiful spot that overlooks a bluff of trees and this land of make-believe. You no longer imagine yourself with me. There's no enchantment. The spell has worn off. Lament with the intent of these decisions that are paying the cost. How we share the blame. This walk made lame. Charismatic rhetoric with nothing to show for it. And what is for you is for you. Forgetting that you prayed and you manifested me. You were also my wish. My deepest desire, phenomenal passion, possibilities, the way I laughed at the tickling of my soul, the way that arms, hands, and legs open can feel your skin's belief, the relief of being found, the sounds of interlocking fingers, then lips, then hips. What are you here in a mission to our moment for forever? As you spare heart like marmalade, fragrance, the evidence of permission, these positions are tough. For me, it's still tough. If you can fathom the depth of your hurt, this journey to your work doesn't seem like you have this space. This place. It's not a waste. All time spent. It's our current, it's energy, it's love, what it used to be. Manifest me. Fathom the depth of your hurt and the journey of your work. Does it seem to have space for me? We try to speak friendship and peace. And truly, it's just a release. And like doves, a distance, rose, This is not what we imagine, but this is what is happening. And all I can do is sigh. I try. I try. That's the peace.
Man, yes, it is the peace, boy. Woo, you definitely come through just like everybody else with that drip, king drip, drippy. This is a very sensual piece, bro. Very well written, and hey man, you are phenomenal, bro. In case anybody ever told you, let me tell you, you're phenomenal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And coming from the Green Eye Bandit, I take it.
my man. Hey, listen, before I get you over to the VIP lounge, let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany, bro.
Well, I do believe that this is the first Tuesday of the month that is coming up, so I believe that is Flash Speak. So we're going to cobble together some things. I'm going to ask some people to come through, grab some stuff, poetry, might have heard, poetry, you know, may not know, but more importantly, it's on the For Real Entertainment Network, where we boldly go where poems have never been before, you know, where they encourage you to take your socks off, a baby, baby, and, you know.
Take your socks off. Yeah.
Do what must be done here.
Do what must be done. Absolutely.
What happened?
All right, bro. Looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Get on over to that VIP lounge, brother. Get you some of that Italian bubbly. Knowing you like
you
I
know
you,
know you
you're going to bypass the whole left thing. You definitely going to go off to the right because it's raining liquid gold over there.
That, I don't know. That's not liquid gold. That sounds like tea. I don't know.
I mean, some people say it's pee, but I can't tell if it's a champagne or, you know, gold.
I can't. That's just no. Just no.
All right, my brother. Get on over there, man, the VIP lounge, brother. And I will see you on this coming Tuesday. Check Mojave out. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Man, Mojave coming through, doing what he do, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Let me get into the Epiphany lineup, man. Just in case y'all forgot, Sunday night we got the Inspiration Factor with your host Paul Sampson and Alonzo, Mr. Divine Inspiration himself. Monday night we got King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen La Pearl and Negra. And then Tuesday night, you just heard Mojave, we got Fly Speak. Wednesday night is Divas Talk with Miss VIP and the Pearl Negra. Thursday night, we got The Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, we got The Inkwell with Miss Lips and the Pearl Negra. And then you heard Just Jay next Saturday, the Just Jay and Gina Show. So make sure you tune in. And again, tonight, don't focus so much on the cost of the date. Go ahead and think about the quality of the time being spent on a date. Ladies, stop selling yourself short and cutting off a good man because he want to take you to the Cheesecake Factory. He want to take you to Ruby Tuesday. He want to take you to Olive Garden. He want to take you to Red Lobster. And hell, if you do, you play your cards right when you're just getting introduced, he just might take you to Ruth Chris. But it's all up to you. So, see y'all tomorrow in the Inspiration Factory. Without you, the callers, the listeners, the poets, there is no no Epiphany Radio. This is a global network. Let me say that again. This is a global network. Not only are you heard here in the United States, but people are listening around the globe to you. They don't want to hear me. They want to hear you. So show up tomorrow so they can hear more of you. All right. Got to go.
One love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.